WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Daniela Burson. Topping our report this hour, Democratic Bergen County Sheriff Michael Saudino is apologizing to several communities for racist remarks he made in a recording acquired by New York radio station WNYC. Governor Murphy, upon hearing the tape, said Saudino should resign immediately over comments that
Sheila and I and our entire administration find completely, utterly unacceptable.
In the recording, Saudino says that the Murphy administration's criminal justice reforms would let black people get away with crimes and tie the hands of police officers. He also questioned whether Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver, who is unmarried, is a lesbian. To ensure it meets the federal government's positive train control installation deadline, New Jersey Transit is removing 18 trains from service starting October 14th and ending sometime in January. Agency head Kevin Corbett says during that time, they'll offer passengers on all affected lines 10% off tickets. In the past 24 hours, there have been at least three mass shootings around the U.S., two of them involving workplace violence. Today's incident in Aberdeen, Maryland, involved a 26-year-old woman who argued with a coworker and started firing at random. Three people died before the suspect turned the gun on herself. Lawmakers are looking now at the prospect of allowing immigrants not legally in the United States to get a driver's license in New Jersey. On Ask the Senate President, Steve Sweeney called it something that has to be done because it would improve safety on the roads.
You have a lot of people driving that aren't insured, and they're going to be driving whether we like it or not. They're on our roads, they're working in different places, so it's something that we're going to have to address.
Sweeney says in Bridgeton, which has a large population of migrant farm workers, many cars are registered in Pennsylvania or North Carolina, and that some drivers abandon cars and run away if they get into an accident. Sports betting company FanDuel says it will pay out $82,000 in winnings to a Newark man who placed a $110 bet during a website glitch. Anthony Prince placed the bet when the odds were 750-1 on the Denver Broncos during Sunday's game. The Broncos came back to win it, but FanDuel initially said it wouldn't honor the bet because the wrong odds had been posted.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.